91X News.
It's 18 degrees and beautifully sunny at 1. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Police are still looking for a suspect in a break, enter, and theft yesterday afternoon. At about 12:30 p.m., Central Hastings OPP were called to a shed on Sunsmile Lane in the municipality of Tweed. Police advised that sometime during the last 2 days, suspects entered the unlocked shed and stole a Mastercraft Pro Series 3500 portable air compressor, hip waders, three motocross jerseys, and a pair of motocross pants. Anyone with information on this crime is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. Loyalist College is set to receive $500,000 from Quincy West Municipal Council. The money will go towards the college's Sustainable Skills, Technology, and Life Sciences Center. In a meeting last night, council voted 7-6 in favor of handing Loyalists the funding. College officials recently asked for $750,000, which would have meant raising taxes to meet that mark. Many councillors disagreed with the funding plan, saying it's up to the provincial government to cover the costs. The money will go towards properly equipping the provincially funded building. Municipalities can decide for themselves about holding a referendum if they want a new casino or gaming facility. That's the word from the Premier. Dalton McGuinty's comments today came with plans afoot a major expansion of gambling in the province. The plans include building a new casino in the Toronto area and possibly another elsewhere, such as Ottawa. Student protesters in Montreal triggered a monster traffic jam by blocking off access to a bridge this morning, and the action is going to cost them. Peter Ray has more.
In one of the more dramatic acts during the ongoing protests against tuition fee increases in Quebec, several dozen students stood across the Champlain Bridge during the morning rush hour. The bridge, the busiest in Canada, is notoriously congested during regular days, and it was traffic bedlam as frustrated motorists tried to get to work in the city from Montreal's South Shore. The students were eventually rounded up by provincial police and fined about $500 each. There have been and will continue to be large protests against the Chade government's fee hikes. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Sentencing is underway for convicted sex offender Graham James for sexually abusing two of his former players. Canadian Press reporter Steve Lambert was there as the disgraced junior hockey coach made his way into court wearing a ski mask hiding the lower half of his face.
James's lawyer Evan Reutenberg has said that James has received a very credible death threat. And so that is the reason that he is hiding his identity. He is afraid of vigilante justice, Evan Reutenberg says. And that is why on two occasions now, going in and out of the courthouse for his last appearances both today and previously, he has covered most, if not all, of his face.
The Crown has requested 6 years in prison, while James's lawyer wants a conditional sentence of up to 18 months with no jail time. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
The 2012 OFSA AA Girls Hockey Championship is underway in Belleville and Trenton. There are two local teams in the competition. The St. Teresa Titans are the favorite to win the tournament, having been ranked first. The Titans played two games today, against Toronto Community Hebrew and Burlington Lester B. Pearson. The other team is the Moira Trojans, who are ranked fifth. The Trojans play St. Thomas Aquinas and Timmins O'Gorman in their games today. The NFL's biggest free agent has been signed. Peyton Manning has signed with the Denver Broncos, agreeing to a five-year contract worth $96 million. A news conference has been scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon to announce the deal and introduce Manning as a Bronco. Manning is a four-time NFL Most Valuable Player and won one Super Bowl in 2007 during his 14-year career with the Indianapolis Colts. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be back at it tonight, hoping to bounce back after last night's 8-0 beating at the hands of the Bruins in Boston. The Leafs host the New York Islanders. Meanwhile, Edmonton is at Nashville, and Calgary continues its playoff push with a visit to Colorado. The resurgent New York Knicks resume their hunt for a postseason berth tonight against the visiting Toronto Raptors club that is 15 games below 500. The Knicks are 3-0 since assistant Mike Woodson replaced Mike D'Antoni as head coach. They are half a game better than Milwaukee for the 8th and final playoff spot in the East. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today we've got some fog floating away near noon, then mainly sunny with a high of a beautiful 22. Tonight, a few clouds, fog developing overnight, and a low of 9. Wednesday, the fog will leave once again in the morning, and then we'll have a mainly sunny day and a high of 23. Thursday, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 9 and a high of 22. At 106, it's 18 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose De Barros. News is next at 2.